Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
The Second Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa is into its second week of reflections on the Church in Africa in service of reconciliation, justice, and peace. On Monday evening in the Synod Hall, the Fathers welcomed the Director General of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, Jacques Diouf, who delivered a special address. A Senegalese Muslim and career diplomat with broad and profound learning and expertise in the fields of agriculture, agronomy, sociology, and economics, Jacques Diouf has led the FAO since 1994. In his remarks to the Synod Fathers, Diouf said, "Of all the suffering that the African continent experiences, hunger remains the most tragic and the most intolerable. All commitments for justice and peace in Africa can but be tied to the need for progress in the realization of the right to food for all."
Elle doit avoir la grandeur du pardon et continuer de développer une conscience culturelle.
He spoke of Africa's immense human potential and cultural richness as the real source and guarantee of Africa's capacity for authentic progress. Martyred, exploited, despoiled by slavery and colonization, but now politically sovereign, said Diouf, Africa must not regress into disinclination and negation, even if she has a duty to remember her past. Africa, said Diouf, must have the greatness to forgive and to continue to develop a cultural conscience based on her own identity, which refuses alienating assimilation. The FAO director called for national responsibility and international cooperation in fostering democracy, transparency, the primacy of right and the application of law by an independent judiciary before which all citizens are accountable for their actions, as necessary for fostering the peace and unity on which real economic emancipation must be based. The Second Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa is underway in the Vatican until October 25th. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.